The following programming is sponsored by Michael Sloan. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war, and poverty. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands.
Good morning, Philadelphia. How are you? I'm your host, Michael Sloan. Along with...
Makara Sloan.
Okay, it's... Now, sometimes it's difficult when you're not in the studio. We also have here with us...
Bryant Fagans, hello.
Beautiful well, you know people. What? We have to bring that energy up today. I know, and I know you have this issue going on, right? you bit your tongue.
My trainer is probably more so. I started trying to do some training, so when I get to 50, I can still be in good shape. And my legs are a little challenged today.
So. Okay, but... Well, that's a good thing. Well,
I can relate to you in the sense of I recently started going roller skating every weekend, and which means basically from Monday to Wednesday, I'm in pain.
Yes. I want to go skating, too. I used to skate at 39th in Lancaster back in the 80s, I think it was. It's like a dollar store now. It's a long time
39th
ago.
39th in Lancaster?
It was my favorite thing to do when I was since I was 4 years old.
No, I'm wrong. I'm thinking of... The skating ring at
it was
39th,
a skating ring there
in Lancaster
in the '80s.
Wow!
Yeah,
I went to Carmen's in the '80s,
Germantown, right?
Yes,
it's on Germantown Avenue. I've been there a couple of times.
Yeah,
Millennium. Yeah, I thought skating would be like riding a bike. As far as it coming back to you, it was not. I have to completely relearn.
Yes.
I went a lot as a kid, but I can't do anything I could do before.
There's this guy in Jersey. He's like heaven on skates. I mean, I think they had him at City Hall when they had an event. I mean, this guy is unbelievable on skates. I've never seen anything like it before. I was in somewhere in Jersey at one of those Sunday night skates where you go from 8 to 12. And I think after an hour, it was over for me. Blisters, knees hurting, hip hurting.
I guess when I go skating, it's my ankles that get worn out.
Yes.
So, yeah. Well, we want to say hi to our guest here. Why don't you introduce yourselves, starting with my closest to my right?
Hi, I'm
You want to speak into the mic so the audience can hear you. And don't be nervous. We don't bite till what, 11?
Yeah.
11, 11:30?
11:01. We turn
into
vampires.
Okay. So I'm Arlene Rollins, and I'm an old, I'm a senior working in the senior market. I grew up here in Philly, but then I did leave. So in the 80s, I was on the West Coast working.
Wait. So you're a senior and you work in the?
Senior market.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how long have you been working in insurance?
I would say a good
35-40 years. Wow. 35-40 years.
Yeah.
That's a long time. So why do you still do it?
Because I love it. I love working with the seniors, and I find it's very helpful for people. Medicare is a very confusing thing to try to maneuver.
I found out, you know, sometimes it could be hard working with seniors. Sometimes they just don't have the patience. I mean, I'm looking across the room right now. I'm looking at Brian and Pastor Billy Thompson. So how is it working with those seniors? And
well, I am a senior.
Seniors know what they want. I mean, when you sit down to talk to them, they have their minds pretty much intact with what they want to do.
You know, I was saying that jokingly, because my daughter, she's always reminding me that I'm an old man. I don't know why, but she wants her and my son wants to remind me, you're not a spring chicken anymore.
Right.
Spring turkey, maybe? Not a spring chicken.
When you're 15 or how old are you? How old am I?
One is in their mid-20s, another one just hit the 30, 31 mark.
Yeah. People over 50 are old to them.
You know, one of the things I like to teach people how you can regenerate your body, you literally can turn back the clock. You know, you got a ticker in your head that sort of ages you, but you can impede that based on how you think and what you do with the way that you think.
To transform
that body. But I also want to also introduce our other guest, who's really not a guest. He's been on the show before. Pastor Thompson, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes. Good morning, everybody. It's always a pleasure to be here with Michael Sloan and these great guests that you always have. I'm leading the charge with making sure that our seniors are living healthy, and also with the concerns of our community. So thanks for having me in today.
My pleasure. Let's you know, start off by talking about what we do, who we are, and why do we do what we do. We're the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses. Our job is, and I'm going to coin Mr. Bryant's phrase that he started here, you know, we talk about what ills are
in our community.
Our community.
And nation.
So do you want me to say it or do you want to say it, Mr. Bryant?
You go ahead, sir. I'll piggyback. Once your energy starts, I'll get going.
I'll start it. You know, ill, I-L-L, is intentional leveraging, leaving our community. Intentional leverage, leaving our community. What happens is that, again, because we don't leverage the monies that leave our community, it actually becomes a hindrance, and it hurts us and has been hurting us really for the last 40 years. 40 years, because our communities were better off the farther you go back, because we had our own. Then our businesses were being assimilated. I always like to give this illustration. I don't know if I really should, but I'm going to do it anyway. I look at AmeriChoice. AmeriChoice was an African-American company. It was 95% black-owned. The workers were 95% black, and they serviced the black community. Well, they were bought up by a white organization, and they were sold for $1 billion. $1 billion.
Wow.
Organization that was created here in Philadelphia. And all of a sudden, they got rid of all the workers. And it was a black organization serving the black community. And then all of a sudden, it became a white company serving the black community.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, again, leveraging, leaving the community. Intentional leveraging, leaving the community. So we talk about working with black businesses, but we have to work with all businesses. And we have to talk about, again, supporting organizations that support our community. And again, we have a lot of organizations of different nationalities that are helping our community. And those companies and those organizations, we should support. And it's about leaving a legacy. What legacy are you going to leave for your children and for your people? You look at this across the board. Every community, every people does this, except really one. You know, we have these marches. We sort of get together when there's racism. But my gosh, can we get together over something besides racism? You know, it's a trigger thing for African Americans.
Yes.
And you can almost plan it out to where, so, okay, you're going to get together. We're going to, pull together during this traumatic time. But what's going to happen afterwards? What happens afterwards?
Yeah,
everybody disperses and does their own thing.
And that's why I really thank God for the show. You're listening to the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses. You can look us up on Facebook. We do have a page. We also have a page, FBMB.com. So just Google us, Federation of Black and Minority Business. It should pop up. And that's why I appreciate this, because we have to start to plant these seeds foundationally. We got to plant them spiritually. So when you plant the foundation, it gets into people's spirit. Then you can use, in sales, you use emotion to stir things. So emotionally, then it has to be financially, mm-hmm. and then it has to be reciprocally. So foundationally, so this show is going to start the foundation. We're a new show. We're a new organization. So we want to start it foundationally. We wanted to get into people's spirits. We want people to get excited about it, emotional. We want them to have financial blessings. And then we want you to reciprocate reciprocally. We want you to pour back into what we do so we can create more leverage. So intentional leverage, lingering. And when something lingers, it sticks around, whether it be spiritual or.
You got to do a. You got to do us justice here. You came up with the acronym for
trying last week
for intentional, you know,
leverage,
leaving the community. But you now have to come up with the opposite.
So, wealth increases long legacies. I mean, will, because we don't want to talk about ill. We want to create the will of man.
Intentional leverage.
There it is.
So there it is. I did it.
There you go.
I did it on my own.
Dr. Sloan.
I did it.
Yes.
Get out of here.
So we do have to be intentional, and that's why we need to have discussions like this with Ms. Arlene Rollins. She is here. She's been doing insurance for 35 to almost 40 years, right?
That's right.
I told my mom about you. She's 67. I've been trying to get her into this market so she can create that leverage. She can have the ability to have autonomy and travel and go where she wants to go. And then we have Pastor Billy Thompson here, who's always spearheading some wonderful things. So this is the reason why we need discussions like this. And we're going to start to increase. I've been working on a fundraiser last week, and I had a lady who's Vietnamese that I met. She actually sewed into the fundraiser, and then I may want to try and get her on the show because she's considered a minority business. Mm-hmm. She works with an insurance group that kind of does some of the same things that we do, but maybe we can recruit her and bring her on over here. So I think she has her life and health license. So I try to get out into all the markets. If you get close to me, like I saw Pastor Thompson do today when we had our meeting, if you get close to me, you'll know what I do. You're going to get a business card or a conversation or something. So I'm always recruiting, and that's what we're doing. We're recruiting for this show and for this federation. And Mike Kerr is here as well. I didn't want to forget you were here, Mike Kerr. So I'll yield it back to you. Or Pastor Thompson, do you want to say anything about this event that I believe you're going to be emceeing?
Listen, I'm really excited again. Sloan always comes up with the greatest informational, resourceful events. And on May the 10th at the York House, we're going to have a pre-senior expo. And he's bringing in the guns. I mean, if you are a senior and you need assistance with estate planning, health screenings, if you need information on Medicare, if you need home health care services, he always has a gift of bringing in the right people in the right with the right room, resources, all of these things. And then he tops it off with good food. I mean, you can't beat it. And it's free all the way around. I'm excited, and I really want everyone to mark the date, which is going to be next Tuesday, May the 10th, 5325 Old York Road. Beat us there. OK, it's going to begin at 10 a.m. and we're going to go until 2 p.m. And again, this is a free senior expo. He has hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of giveaways that he's going to give. And so this is something that you need to tell your mother. You need to tell your grandmother. You need to tell every senior that you know. Come out to the York House. Michael Sloan has created and is building a force. He's building a force where he is empowering seniors. I can't say that word right now. He's empowering, there we go, seniors. And he's getting them the information so that they can tap into the resources that they've already worked for. These seniors have already retired. They paid into Social Security. And so it's not that we're really giving them things. They've paid into this. And so I'm excited. Thanks again.
I just want to make one correction. And that is we. I always say we because it's the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses, and we're all a part of that. And I don't like when a person is single. I mean, you can single yourself out for anything, but when I know the work that was put into this, I didn't get here by myself. I had white organizations who helped me, who gave me so much stuff. So. And, you know, I have a board members who, you know, constantly support me. Even when I make some crazy decisions, they'll support me and say, you know what, this knucklehead, he's going to try to do this and do that. And you know what, just support him anyway. He'll learn a hard way. But, you know, it's that type of support. You know, and I know when we put on this event, Makara, you could speak to it. They're like, you probably shouldn't do this.
Well, I think, you know, to that note, it's important to also talk about the senior ambassadors, because this event, next week's event, wouldn't be possible without them. And, you know, they are the reason why it's going forth. So a big shout out to our senior ambassadors.
Oh, yes. I'll be remiss for not really mentioning them. You know, part of the Federation of Black and Minorities, good lookout, Makara, the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses, it's supported. Its engine really are the senior ambassadors. These are seniors who decided they want to make a difference in the community. They want to affect businesses. They're ready to go out and protest for those organizations who are working in our community and are not putting anything back, and call them out. And again, they're about leaving a legacy. It's not really about money for them. It really isn't. It's about, hey, you know, we lived our life. It's time to put something back. And they meet faithfully every Monday saying, what's next? What can we do to change our community? And understanding that, again, when you have what we call African-American senior females, they are respected in corporate America. They are. You know, you look at African-American males now. Mr. Thompson, I know you are. I said Mr. Thompson. I meant to say Mr. Fagan. Well, both of you are the brown paper bag thing. you know, you look at it and you say, okay, you know, it's been rough by all accounts for African-American males.
Yes, sir.
You know, in the community, getting jobs, so forth. You know, as I said before, if you're not gifted athletically, academically, musically, what really do you have to look forward to? You have to be able to press. You know, I work with Jewish people. I have Jewish partners. Some of them have third grade educations. They are still afforded the opportunity to make millions of dollars. They have a system for that. And I'm sort of network into that system. The opportunities for them is just, it's just crazy. And you look in our community, if you better have some initials behind your name. Right. If you want to talk to certain people, for instance, you know, I talked to some of these corporate 500 companies. Well, who are you? What's your name?
Reverend Sloan, so what is your educational background? Now, when I put one of the other guys up there, none of those questions come up. Oh, that's a great idea. I could say the same exact thing. Okay, well, we'll think about it. Maybe you can have someone. They turn around and say some crazy stuff, the same exact words. Oh, that's a great idea. I've had that happen in so many meetings. Then I learned how, okay, if I want to make a presentation and I'm talking to some Fortune 500 CEOs, I know who I need to have next to me a lot of times. Because I know they're going to judge a book by its what?
Cover.
Yes. As opposed to the content of the person. Mm. So, you know, listen, we can hate the game, but nonetheless, we have to play the game the right way.
Learn how the way this game is being played.
Correct.
Yep, exactly.
And that's us working together. And when I say working together, we all have to work together. Because, and that is finding the right organizations, whether they're white, black, or green, to work with the people of color. Because there's strength in what?
Numbers.
Too many times we go for the 52 fake out, which is, all right, I'll cut my own deal. I'll make my own way. Now, that may happen, but remember, there's safety in what?
Numbers.
There's strength in numbers as well.
Yep.
So that's what the Federation of Black Minority Businesses are all about. You know, I was having this conversation. With you, Pastor Thompson, and about working with organizations is in the medical field. And one of the companies was like, well, we would like an exclusivity to work with you, to work with the Federation. And they're like, well, we'll put up, you know, X amount of dollars to work with the Federation, so forth. And I said, why would I have to work with you exclusively? I said, listen, there is so much to go around. I said, I've had my own company in a particular industry, but I still work with three others. I gave the three others business.
Overflow.
And it wasn't even necessarily overflow. It was just me helping out. So I realized, you know, when you look at other ethnicities, they can have the same business and they work together. They work together because it's better when you have what I call fremenies. You know, you have people that work in the same industry and you can leverage. If you look at what we call federations, there's an Italian Federation, Jewish Federation, Asian Federation. These are companies that work in they're competitors, but they buy in bulk to lower the acquisition of goods.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you look at the animal kingdom, how sometimes they have to band together to bring down a larger prey.
Always.
All right. So they, even though they're working to feed themselves, they know they have to work corporately so that all of them can eat more. Because, again, you could take on bigger things doing it that way. So I say that to say when I speak to these two competitors in the same industry, I said, listen, I could feed both of you. We all can eat. We all can work together. I'm like, we want it all.
And that's a challenge because when you create exclusivity, except for when you're married, we want you guys, you know, that way. But when you create it, what happens is you create a monopoly where people may not be held accountable and they can do different things. So in sales, you have the fear of loss. So at some point, you have to use leverage from another company to say, hey, well, this is what this company's offering. So when I said overflow, I'm talking about your personality. I'm talking about your human capital that you have.
Okay.
You're always willing to bless somebody else. So when you get the right leader, you got to have somebody that sees a bigger picture, not just working with one company and say, hey, we're going to accept just what you give us. No, we need to put this out in front of multiple people so we can see what type of resources you guys have, because we can bring the people, but we want to make sure there's accountability, there's transparency, and we want to make sure it's effective when we're servicing people. Because if you don't have those, then the people are going to go away mad, and then they tend to normally blame the leadership. So that's one of the challenges of going exclusive. And then even in the back of the Eagles wings, I've said this before on the show, if you look on the dollar in the back of the Eagles wings, it says e pluribus unum. So it's Latin for one, many formed by one, or you can say one from many. So E is from pluribus is many, plural, and unum. So e pluribus unum. So it says out of one or out of many, you form one whole. So that's the concept when you have a potluck, or when you're bringing people in, or like you said, when you have the other ethnicities or cultures, because culture is not just about skin color. Culture is about an environment. Like, we have a culture right here when we meet. Mm-hmm. This is a culture as well. And it doesn't always have to be the same people. So I'm glad you included it, minorities, because sometimes being a business owner is just a minority, correct, right? Having correct. That, having that entrepreneurial mindset is a minority. So that's what the Federation is about. Fantastic people here. Love Reverend Sloan. Love Pastor Thompson. Miss Arlene, you know I always loved you. You've sent me business. I think I've tried to send you a couple people as well. So sure. I'm trying to get my mom, because she's a senior, and I know you can help her. Because I want her. My mom's a committee person. She loves helping people. But the challenge sometimes in inner city, and I say this all the time, is that three things kind of hurt us. I'm not mad, so I just see things different. The preacher always telling us that sin. Sin consciousness is going to bring more sin. Sin just means to miss the mark. The mark is always love. It's always do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So that's the first thing. If we're constantly telling sin, people feel that they're downtrodden and I can't overcome this. And look at my family history and look at my lineage and look at my environment. And I grew up in the projects and I grew up with 10 fingers and 10 toes. And then we're going to move to the political side. The political side always tells us that, hey, I'm Democrat. I live in Philadelphia. Everything's the red people's fault or the rich people's fault. That's another challenge. And then the other one, this may be counterproductive to our show, but when they keep teaching us black history, I mean, if people enslaved people and killed them, that's between them and God. Sometimes we got to let that go, because you get that in your spirit and it beats you down. So I've never been a slave to anything other than what I put myself through. So when you look at these three things, the preacher's always preaching sin, and they have great intent. But sin just means to miss the mark. It doesn't. And if God says everything he saw was good on the sixth day and his word doesn't change, then what he saw was good. So sometimes I think out of tradition, we tell the people, oh, you're bad, you're struggling. No, just hit the mark. Be about love. If you focus on basic principles and you have it in your foundation on your character, it's going to be well. So with all of these three things, sin, politics, and black history, you're a slave, it promotes a victim mentality. So what happens is, before you get me, I'm going to get you, because I'm a victim. So if we could really address these three things and start to have some open dialogues about why these things came about, as some of the era that were kind of put into some of these things, like I said, tradition, I think that helps us a lot, because really owning a business is mental. I started training yesterday and I can take the pain. I went through 12 funerals in 2 years. So my mind was sharp, but I was doing squats yesterday with a 20 pound. My legs start shaking. So my muscles have to be retrained. So the same thing is this brain in between our ears. That's a muscle. So it has to be retrained. And that's the purpose of this show. You're listening to the Federation of Black and Minority Business with Reverend Sloan. I'm Bryant Fagans. We have Miss Arlene Rollins here. We're talking about a show that's, a free senior expo that's coming up. And we have Pastor Billy Thompson here. And we really just need you guys to support, chime in, listen. We have a Facebook page. My Kira is here as well. We normally have Councilman O on and Wanda Davis.
Actually, I was just texting her.
Yep. And some others.
Now, Makara, you're going through some training right now, correct?
Oh, Makara.
Yes, I am.
You're training?
I'm just getting my AHIP certification.
AHIP certification, because Mr. Pastor Thompson was just asking about you.
And that's not to be confused with a hip replacement. So this is a hip certification, not a hip replacement, right? I just want to clarify that.
Well, whether you know it or not, we have the AHIP queen to your right.
Oh. I love Miss Rose.
She is the AHIP queen.
I love Miss Rose.
You so we have royalty. Yeah, I hear you guys have royalty in the room.
Yeah.
So on that note, I actually wanted to have Mr. Thompson talk about his thing that he has every third Thursday, the Silver Birthdays.
Yeah, and I'm hurt that you have to think about it. It's the third Thursday.
I have to think when it's my birthday. What are you talking about?
Yeah, the third Thursday of each month, we have the Silver Celebration Birthday Club. And again, this is free. This is free. We're grateful that we have some sponsorship with Aetna, Cigna, and the Senior Advocate Outreach Program that is led by Bill Fagans of the Divine Insurance Group. Each month, we offer seniors a time to celebrate their birthdays. A lot of times, the seniors, when they get, what's the kind of age where birthdays, they stop celebrating their birthdays. 50, I,
no,
maybe,
I, years I, to oh, be. Wait, can I chime in? McCara.
I just want to point out, listen, I just want to point out one thing. Before you try to say anything, the second he said, what's the age people stop celebrating birthday? Oh, not to call y'all old, but everybody started spitting out numbers.
McCara, you know how I lived my life, right? Right? So we're going to talk about birthdays?
So
McCara, so what age do you think that you can remember as it relates to me celebrating birthdays?
The time we went out to the Italian restaurant. Well, I celebrated with you.
Well, hold on.
You have friends that.
All right, let me tell you my sad story. Does anybody want to hear my sad story?
If we can cue up the violin softly.
Yes. Yes. Say it. So, for years, I did not celebrate my birthday. For years, I did not even know my age.
Well.
And I would draw a blank. And that was by design. You know, I come from a huge family. My family would do this every year. And this is a sad story. They would say, let's see if we can remember Michael's birthday this year.
Oh, and baby.
I love it. That was good. Perfect timing. he deserves an Emmy for that.
So watch this. So, you know, I kid you not, I used to cry all the time because I refused to tell anybody it was my birthday.
Reminded them.
So in my family, you know, it's like 100 people that lived in the house, right? And I'm the only birthday that wasn't celebrated. I would have uncles and aunts come in and celebrate their birthday in my house.
So what?
And my brothers, sister, mother never even said happy birthday to me. And I'm like, oh, I'm so angry on my birthday. So angry. Is anybody going to say happy birthday to me? Is anybody going to say? And then my uncle's birthday would come up and they would buy him a cake, say happy birthday, and they say, we did it again, y'all, this year. We forgot Michael's birthday.
So it was purposefully?
No, it was like, because everybody's birthday was like sort of clustered, and mine sat by itself.
Mm-hmm.
And they always forgot my birthday.
We had an aunt like that. Her birthday was April 25th.
I think you're being too kind.
Never. Nobody else's birthday was in April forever. So we did. We kind of forgot about her. She's no kids. Her birthday was April 25th. Everybody else was October, December, July. So
McCara, when is his birthday?
June 10th.
She had to think of
June 10th. All right. So the Silver Celebration. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Now, imagine if I got that wrong.
I get
for Michael Sloan.
I get angry on my birthday.
Well,
I'm in a piss poor mood. Even to this day, my friend, actually, she did a great thing for me. She took me to Las Vegas. She took me to, and you know, I wanted to jump out of the airplane.
Wow.
That's how angry I was.
So he turns into the Hulk during his birthday.
I get so bitter on my birthday. I do not want to be bothered. I'm angry, and because I don't want to celebrate. So a lot of times, my birthday would go by, and I would say, you know what? It's a week later, it was my birthday. Okay, that's great. You know, don't want to celebrate it. And when she took me to Florida,
Vegas.
I was so bitter. I mean, I was so bitter. I was like, I knew I shouldn't have got on this plane.
Five stages of grief: denial, yeah. Anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance.
I once made the fatal error of texting him happy birthday, and that did not go over very well.
Oh wow! So maybe we won't celebrate.
No, we're gonna celebrate.
I was told you could have at least called, and I got the message.
Well, listen. Let me finish explaining what the Silver Birthday Club is.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay?
No. That birthday thing already triggered something.
Unresolved childhood conflict.
I'm going to tell you how this all actually kind of blends in, and I think you're gonna like it.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. So each month we celebrate the senior's birthday. So whenever it's your month, you come out and you invite your friends in your month to come out and you celebrate. Everything is free. We've got a DJ. You get your cake. You get pictures. And there's dancing that, you know, is just amazing. We have games at the beginning of this. But I have to let you know, this coming month, May, all right? What is this? May the 19th. That's the third Thursday, every third Thursday, May the 19th, we're going to have the Silver Fox Fashion Show. And so we're turning the space into a runway. And they call and they register if they want to be included in the runway model, okay? And the person to call is our president, Ms. Shirley Batts. Her number is 215-834-1468. 215-834-1468. But when we move into the month of June, Bryant, guess what's going on? We're going to have the Casino Royale theme. Now, he was just in Vegas, he said. So we're going to bring Vegas to you, your birthday. Plane, so you don't have to jump out.
Oh, you know, true story.
He doesn't need to go to a casino.
See? Wait, Makara, you're going to like this. You're going to like this. So they had Gambling Anonymous group there at the York House yesterday.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
So I told them, they kept, you know, for whatever reason, they kept looking at me like, yeah, you need to join us.
They know they got your picture on the cameo.
So you know, I said, by the way, I have a class that I attend that I hold. Again, Gambling Anonymous is at the casino every Thursday. we get together. And
y'all hear this, America? Do you hear this? He's going into the lion's den to deal with the lions. He said, well, no better way to get tempted than by going there.
You know, that's actually how I got hooked. I went to go help a friend.
Oh, Lord.
And I was trying to get him, and then I got hooked.
Yes. And it's adrenaline. It's an adrenaline chase. The body produces every drug known to mankind. So whatever our little challenge is, it's always food, gambling, you know, if people have struggled with other stuff, it's adrenaline. That's what we chase.
And I got a lie to my daughter. She always like, Dad, how much money you lose? Oh, just $5. That's $8.
Oh, no, it's okay. So he'll tell me, oh, I haven't been to the casino. You know, I've been doing good. I talked to my brother. He's like, what do you mean? I called him the other night. You can hear the machines in the background.
I heard the machine. Well, the good thing about,
I think he's got one built
in. The good thing about our June event is that it's not real money. Okay, good. But they are bringing in the tables and they are bringing in the slot machines. So you get the real experience, but there's no cash. So he won't be able to lose anything, Makara.
Makara.
Well, it sounds like that's the one you need to go to.
You're going to be proud of me. So I did go to the casino last night.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, look.
He just went to get tea. That's all. Free food.
So maybe. I lost my money.
Okay.
Then, so I said, dang, I need to win some money. So I beat the seniors in pity pack.
Wow. See, this, we were just talking about how great scoundrel. He is with seniors, and now he's out there scamming them and taking their money.
All right, guys. We're going to leave. We're just leaving, guys. I'm going to just turn my mic off now.
Wait, hold on now. Now, for a while there, they were clocking me. I'm like, I'm getting beat at the casino. Oh, and then, too, how did you do in the casino? I did bad. Well, we might as well finish you off. To the point to where it's like, they took all my change from me.
Oh, gosh.
And then the last 3 days, I've been paying them back.
Oh, boy. Lord have mercy. Yeah. I was on punishment for gambling away my Easter clothes at 15. So this is we need an intervention over here. But go ahead, Reverend Sloan, and finish telling them about some more of these silver senior birthday parties, correct?
You said Reverend Sloan.
Oh, I'm sorry. Pastor Thompson. Good. Let's see. You got me all laughing.
Some people say that we do favor each other when we go out. And we're standing next to each other, and then, you know, you kind of think of the thing that says, they say we all kind
I do
of
have a
alike.
Little more hair on the side of my head.
Just a little bit. Just a little
bit. I mean, on my... I think we're somewhere. I don't know where.
You got peach fuzz, y'all.
I think my eyelashes. I got more hair on my eyelashes. That's something.
Now, Pastor Thompson has a beard and gray in it, and Reverend Sloan doesn't have... He's got a goatee, you know, and Pastor Thompson has hair.
Is that the
5 o'clock
shadow?
Is that
that's
like a 7 o'clock shadow. 7 o'clock. Okay. Reverend Sloan is follically challenged. All right, y'all. It's too many troublemakers. Go ahead, Pastor Thompson.
Well, I want to let everybody know we've got two locations. So we started off in the North Philadelphia area, and we have a second location that's in West Philadelphia. So that birthday club is the second Friday. So next Friday, Friday the 13th, okay, we're going to be at the Cobbs Creek Community Room, all right? And that event starts from 5, and we go from 5 to 9. Same thing. We're just getting the momentum going on that, but they're really, really excited. And so, again, mark the date, save the date, and we want to make sure that everybody understands.
What is that time?
This is free on the second Friday night of each month. It begins at 5 p.m.
5?
5 p.m.
I thought I heard that.
To 9 p.m. And let me tell you, we have Southern Comfort Kitchens who provides the food. The catering is excellent. Again, everything is free.
Was that Saudi? No.
No, that's
oh,
not
no, I'm sorry. That's Saudi. That's no, Saudi's no, kitchen. No, no,
that's Yanni. That's okay, Yanni. Yep. Yanni Williams.
Okay, yep.
And they do a magnificent
yes,
job.
Yes, they do.
So,
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. So come on out, seniors. And here's the thing, too. If you know that you are not going to do anything for your mama or your grandmother, bring them out. This is the perfect opportunity. We've paid for everything. All of the food is free. So the only thing you have to do is just come and celebrate with your loved ones. It's on us.
Yeah, with a spirit of excellence and smiles.
Yes, sir.
If you don't mind, I would like to add something to that.
Yes, sir.
I would like to I need money to go to Vegas.
Okay.
And I would like to introduce some pity pat.
Get out of here.
Well, so, remember, we're bringing Vegas here just for you.
Okay.
In June. So you don't need money for Vegas. Vegas is coming to you.
We play Pinochle and Pity Pat. It's only 50 cents a hand.
Oh, no. We can't have any money in that. And so if there's any regulatory agencies that's listening to the show, we will not.
We do not.
There is no money, and we
do not. Newsflash. Listen,
I don't have a gambling problem, do I?
Newsflash. It says on the beginning of the show, the statements that are being shared are not directly responsible to Beasley Media.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Whew, it's getting hot here. I'm laughing too much, y'all.
Makara, what were you about to say?
I was going to say your gambling problem definitely comes from Pinochle and your family. They have they had a tradition of playing Pinochle basically all day every Sunday.
Yep.
Wait, no. The Pinochle started Friday night.
And lasted till Sunday.
Wow. So you were stinking. By the time Sunday came, because you actually sat there for 48 hours.
Brother, I remember those.
48 hours playing cards.
Have you ever played Pinochle?
Yes. That's nasty. Wow. Not like
that. And I want to know, they were so vicious. They were so vicious that almost none of my cousins, including myself, can play Pinochle.
Oh,
yeah.
Because if you sat down at that table and tried to play with you and play with them, they treated you as if you were lesser.
True story. So my uncle and, all my uncles played. And one day we were playing Pinochle. And he said Aunt Christine died, which was his sister. And everybody's like, "Dag, oh, that's a shame." And he said, "What are y'all doing?" He said, "She's going to be just as dead, and we might as well finish the game."
Lord have mercy.
Everybody said, "Johnny, that's her." He's like, well, we might as well just finish the game. She's still dead. We said, "Okay, all right."
Lord have mercy. Wow. Tough life, boy.
Oh, see, that one's nicer than some of the other stories you can say. Because there have literally been times in which there's been somebody carried out in an ambulance and they kept playing cards.
Legs numb. Legs that lost feeling for 48 hours.
We have a thing. Nothing comes before Pinochle. You know how many marriages ended because of Pinochle? It was like, hold on. We could be out cheating, doing whatever, but we're with family playing cards.
Good. See, everything has a perspective, right?
Correct. Correct.
I mean, you can't buy.
What if you're cheating
gambling
at Pinochle?
Oh, that happened. Look, if you're not arguing and fighting at Pinochle, something's wrong.
Pastor Thompson.
Something is wrong.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never played Pinochle.
Good job.
Listen.
I used to play Spade. We used to play Pity Pat and the Projects all night, too.
I'm open to learning.
My stepfather.
The Gateway.
Used to always say to anybody at the table, because he always thought everybody was cheating, he had a pocket knife.
Wow.
And he would always say, "You know what? You cheat one more time, I'm going to cut you too short too."
Yes. I remember that too.
Wow.
And my mom would like, "Really? Is it that deep?" He's like, "Yeah, it's that deep." Wow. They take their Pinochle serious. So now at the York House, guess what they have coming back on Sundays?
Oh, no.
Pinochle.
Oh. See, I don't play single deck Pinochle. I play double deck. And they are now playing, because they play single deck like twice or three times a week. I don't like single deck. I like double deck. And now on Sundays, they're bringing back double deck Pinochle. That's my game.
I'm going to be down there with signs. Free Reverend Sloan.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to be at the York House.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to get a t-shirt that says free Reverend Sloan.
Hold on. I'm trading in one vice for another. At least I won't be at the casino.
This is true.
I'll save money. Lots of money.
Yeah, this is true. All right, folks, you guys have been listening to the funeration. We've been the funeration today. We had some crazy stories, good energy. The Federation of Black and Minority Businesses with Reverend Sloan. I'm Brian Fagans. We had Miss Arlene Rollins in and Pastor Billy Thompson. We're talking about an event coming up, a free senior expo coming up this Tuesday, May 10th. Free senior expo. Tuesday, May 10th, and we will have several thousands higher than, if we're giving away $150 to the first three people to gifts over $100, that's more like $15,000 to $20,000 worth of giveaways, free lunch, home help services, free insurance screenings. You can talk with some insurance experts, some estate planning and meet some politicians.
Well, the insurance agents that you could talk to, we want that to be me and Miss Arlene.
Of course,
okay?
You guys will
so
be there.
If you see anybody else there, just say I'm going to talk to Miss Arlene.
So why don't you give out your numbers right now on the radio?
Sure.
Miss Arlene is cute, y'all. Don't be bothering her because I'm her bodyguard, all right?
Oh.
All right? Don't be harassing Miss Arlene.
Nothing stand in the way of that money.
215-490-7442.
And Pastor Thompson, again, what they do are benefit reviews,
yes,
correct?
Absolutely.
You do a checkup to see, just to make sure that the information, I got you. Miss Arlene, you want to speak into the mic?
Repeat your number again, correct?
Repeat your number, yes.
It's 215-490-7442.
Pastor Thompson?
Yes, sir. I can be reached at 1-833-4-BILLY-T. 1-833-4, the number 4, Billy-T.
Yeah.
That sounds good. And I'm going to give out my number real quick.
Oh, no.
It's probably 911, y'all.
Yeah, there you go. 911. If nobody pick up, call the police.
All right, guys. So you guys can you can RSVP at info@thefbmb.com. So you can RSVP info@thefbmb.com or call to RSVP 1-800-642-9519. Again, 1-800-642-9519.
Again, folks, I just want to chime in. We will have home care services. If you know someone who needs home care services, you can contact myself. I have a team that can help people acquire these services, even if they've been denied. We're good at what we do. We're senior advocates. And if you know someone who's struggling to make meals, wash their clothes, bathe, or anything like that, and they need services, we can help get them the services, get them hours, get them an aid, and get their loved ones paid. Again, you've been listening to the Federation, Hour of Power, the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses. I'd like to thank my guests, my hosts, for being here. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
God bless you guys.
Have a great week, Kelly. World won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time.